Do you try to program everybody? The veterans to die, so you program their kids to forget them, like they're worthless. Then you try to do mine. Tell everybody, Donald Trump, he wanted to program people's kids to think they tell the future of their parents' death. You know, people who served in the army, the military. He wanted to program deviants. He wanted to program murder, suicide, homicide. He wanted to program everything. Tell him. As you know, you're elite. Don't have to worry, right? You try to use my daughter that way. Tell her. Oh, no, you're just brainwashed from a facility to forget and play on. Wrong one, motherfucker. Because I need a lawyer, motherfucker. I got 3 due process violations. And when I say due process, meaning I didn't do shit but tell the truth from the beginning. Meaning, in the courtroom, all you can say is due process. I called a cop. An accident was reported. All 3 of you knew. The rest of it would be you trying to ruin a woman, veteran, single mom in the military. You're not going to ruin me with psyops. Trying to get me forgotten, ignored, for me to shut up. Trying to behavior modify to control my emotions. Trying to put technology on my daughter, my home, my dog, my car. Trying to have me murdered, forgotten, shut up, erased. Right now, putting it on me like they can change me and rip my breast, my thighs, my vagina, my everything. Me, who did everything to be a mother. Who documented everything, motherfucker. Everything. Say something, Judge Arteaga. Say something, horse-faced bitch. Say something. Charles Tabbett, you said homicide. I committed a murder. I committed a murder. Say something, Sergeant Nettles, who said I should be in a military prison. Trying to blame me for all the men involved, motherfucker. Right? That I wouldn't fucking be near you, right? Am I? Yeah, right. Trashy correction. Am I right? Am I right? Or am I wrong? Stupid looking motherfucker. Try to say something, city of Lubbock. But an investigator. Due process violation. I have a crime tip. I have a cop. And all they had to do was say she called a cop, no accident reported there. Oh no, but there, you know, I was a single mom in the military. Consumed to a court. District attorney violation, Brady violation, misconduct. You should have investigated it, right? Because that's your cop. Oh no, that's your drug dealer's name and right. Right? They retaliated, like I said on the news. You didn't play in court. Didn't think of pedestrian laws, didn't think of jaywalking, didn't think of anything, and I didn't feel a stop and render. You knew that I called a cop right after that time. I'm a victim. That's why they put veterans court in place for people like you. So you can't fuck with people like me. Because I know I study at the level of everything. Trying to make me look dumb. Let me walk in as a victim advocate. Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. You got nothing but drug dealers, gang members, married to a background check today. We're walking to snort a line. So all their neighbors are walking to snort a line. All their connects, all their fucking contacts, everywhere they travel to. Every license plate they use, every name. Every face. And now you think you're a district attorney for the state. Oh, they're represented by the state of Texas? You mean the state that organizes human trafficking of women and kids? You know, the state of Texas uses psyops to do it. And I'm training civil affairs and psyops. You know, like the holograms you like to play with the minds and the heart and minds of children. So they're women and they get raped anyways, like in Austin. And in Houston, one rape joke turned into what? Me emailing him and him saying, mental health. And I'm a rape victim. Tell me what the fuck you do representing drug dealers and gang members and prostitutes. Tell me again. What the fuck you do? What dope house they just go to? Did their neighbors do drugs with them? Oh my God, we just snorted a line off of a piece of mirror. Oh yeah, like my brother did with them. You mean? Motherfucker? Because I didn't know till now. How about that? They sell drugs. They're gang members. I was a single mom in the military. Out for 8 minutes and you couldn't get in for me? Not even a little bit to save my career? Eat from jail? Like you get in for yourselves? And what does your defense say? Oh, you can't use PSYOPs here. They just use it for prostitution, human trafficking, and rape. Human trafficking of women and kids. And, you know, sometimes suicide and murder. Am I right or am I wrong? Or do I need to put pictures of your evil face sometimes? Because sometimes you think you know religion or ritual. And you believe in something. Am I right or am I wrong? What did they say about the Texas? On my head, what'd she say? Because you promote PSYOPs, sex, promote PSYOPs, rape. Promote PSYOPs, human trafficking. Promote PSYOPs, fake as fuck, are your officer. Promote PSYOPs, fucking their officers in their car. Promote PSYOPs, rape of their security officers. Promote PSYOPs, rape of their wives, where they get to fuck all the criminals in prison. Promote it. Where you're trying to fucking rape to get the victims to shut the fuck up. When all I need is an attorney. An attorney. Because you're trying to kill off my family and me. You put my heart already like Akeem Browder's mother. You try to make me hate myself like Aaron Hernandez and like you did my stepbrother. You already try to mutilate me like Lavina Johnson using rituals in prison. You already tried me like Chris Coleman writing on the wall, security guard. You already tried Chris Watts, you know, everything. Everything. Like Carolyn Ramirez. Killed for a special MOS working for the government. Tell me what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, you just want to cover up the death of a Dutch soldier, you know, human trafficking a woman and kids. Trying to use a woman for government purposes and a child to tell the future of her mother's death using videos from the internet and her picture. You just threatened to kidnap her, right? Child protective services while I was on the phone with you. You went to the home to say that I said he molested her and he never did. You just did all that, right? And you covered it up, claiming I committed a homicide. Isn't that right, Charles Havoc? Off of a Brady violation? I'm getting an attorney and I'm never going to shut the fuck up. But what y'all cover up in the police department, you're not going to use against me. It's a violation for you to not say I didn't call a cop right after an accident. Like I'm so cruel and inhumane. I called a cop with anxiety, agoraphobia. I'm a victim. Locked in a room, padlocked to be raped and beaten out of a window I got out of. You're not going to program me to sleep with them. You try to program me like I would sleep with them. I would have sex with them because they're Mexican. I would have sex with them like they were masturbating in the pews of the court. Right? Right? Isn't that what you did in prison? And when I say computerized, I'm not a deviant. You hear my teeth? I'm training civil affairs with PSYOPs. It's computerized images. Isn't that what you did? Isn't that what you did, bitch? Like, I would sleep with them like I'm a whore, and I'm in prison in therapy for rape with a boyfriend. Isn't that what you did? I had a boyfriend, and the corrections tried to think they could observe me playing audio like ha 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 to intimidate me. Letters from trash thinking they could program to rape me. And then images of them walking up to the Hernandez town, their home. Like that happened. Get shot in the teeth, bitch. You don't got much left. You don't have much left, bitch, to lie about me or my daughter. Claiming the number 3 on her jersey meant gang-related. I mean, gang-related. She had to write me with a letter with the number 3. Obsessed with my daughter much? Bitch, working with corrections. Do not target an individual. Get shot in the mouth. Get shot in the fucking mouth. My daughter's biracial, bitch. Shot in the fucking mouth. I didn't even talk to you. I was with my boyfriend. She tried to write me a letter at the end with the number 3. My daughter's jersey doesn't mean the number 3 for a gang. We watch sports. My mother watches sports. You try to target her to seem like something she's not. Right? Son of a bitch. You try to play games with her. Every time the ice machine would like work without her touching it, it would smash her teeth, she said. My nephew, my brother's relationship, my brother and Dale. My other brother won't talk to me. My other brother has a patch in his head like I did, brain surgery, to make him commit suicide. Isn't that right? Say something, bitch. I put my cousin at this unit, and after one conversation, he targeted her away. Like, what did you try to program her with? What? Like, the thing that you programmed her grandmother with? That's why she died? Because there was technology on the home where she was staying with my family? My dad? Or my daughter's grandmother died of a tumor in her brain, like King Bradley's mom? Tell me, bitch, and I knew there was technology because I called from prison and smashed his face and looked at me crazy. Scared, right? Say it. Say it. Say I don't deserve an attorney. Say it. Like, I should be scared what you program for cops to say. I should be scared of their defense. Say it. When I work around law enforcement. You sign up for prostitution. You organize human trafficking. I worked in front of an elementary school. Say it. Say I'm not good enough a whistleblower protection. Say it. That a soldier is not good enough. Say it. Say it. Because your daughter got a slut face of a human trafficking bitch. Say it. Say it, Lubbock County. I don't deserve civil rights. Say it. A soldier wrote a blank check, you know, to give my life and my daughter's for the United States of America. Say it, bitch. And as a victim, I'm crying and shaking, telling the truth. But what? Are my witnesses not? They don't look good enough to be in court, so you didn't call any of them. You didn't call the investigator. You didn't call the cop. You didn't call the other one. You didn't call my roommate. You didn't call the babysitter. You didn't call my passenger. The statement was never given, though it says in an article it was. Say that I'm so cruel and inhumane and I don't call the cop. Hey, you didn't say, let me call you back. No accident reported. Say it. Say it. Fucking say it. Bitch, like you said, the gossip in the unit. I mean, working at Penthouse. And I never told anyone. Say it. The innocent soldier told me, say it, motherfucker, because all you do is run your fucking mouth. Say it. Say it. Say it. And let me guess, they're going to be so properly, like what? Like, huh? Like who? Like what? In a little town like this, where I study, like Atlanta, you know, Nancy Grace. What do you got to say to me? I had a boyfriend to ever program, like, who was in the court is masturbating. Why? Because they're Mexican? I had a boyfriend in prison. I didn't want to see the corrections either. Those Mexican cops or my attorney, because I'm not a prosecutor, said stay away from them. Say it, bitch. A government facility trying to program. When I mean programs, what you hear in my teeth. Say it. Say what conviction integrity is. Say what a Brady violation is when a kid commits suicide in New York on my brother's birthday because you're using my family. Say it. Say it. But I'm not some dumb whore, so I tell people, if you see an image or you might smell pineapples, it's not me. If you think you call me a whore or you see images, not me. I need a lawyer and attorney. Say it. I'm a victim, motherfucker. I ever try to program something to make me commit suicide because I don't play along. That's disgusting to me. For one, I don't date Mexican. And my family knows it. They have no problem with it. I don't answer to anybody anyway. 38 years old. Say it, motherfucker. Because I'm in prison day one in therapy crying agoraphobic. Say it, bitch. Say it, motherfucker. I wrote Latino magazine for Love It. I am a Hispanic soldier. A veteran. Wrongfully convicted. And try to brainwash and ruin my whole family. To avoid wrongful conviction. I should have an attorney already. I have everything documented. Tell them, Lubbock County, Latino magazine. Because though I'm not, I don't ever have to be Mexican. My family, he wanted to brainwash and kill. You play along with them being brainwashed and killed to avoid lawsuit. To avoid wrongful conviction. Facilitating murder. Come on, baby. Come on, time to lay down. To avoid wrongful conviction, attempted murder, torture. I'm telling them. It don't work that way, computer. Fuck away from me. Fuck no. Get away from me. Hell no. Disgusting. And I'll speak to them. All right. Say how you put psyops all over the states for me to be ignored. Say it. How when I'm talking to an attorney, she gets a call while I'm on the phone and she can't represent me. Say it. While I'm on the phone, some trash ass cop tries to request me. I say, I'm gonna fuck about your badge, bitch. I have a little one and mine needs more than you because I'm trained better than you. I'm just a security guard. But I'm trained better than you. We're all overqualified. Say it, bitch. Say how you have so much to blame for sexual exploitation publicly that your prostitutes didn't bring them because nobody wants to fuck them. And I'm not gay for the stay, and I'm not gay. Say it. And I walked away from trash Mexicans, and they keep trying to computerize an image of my face. You're not even worth a voice. You can't say shit. Go suck dick. Suck dick till you die. Say it. Oh, there's no integrity in this conviction. Say it, motherfucker. Say it. So the judge is dead and they computerized images of, like, I don't care if you're married. You know, I was married to a soldier, right? A United States Army soldier. Oh, you don't care? They played that. over and over. And I'm a victim. I was told I can't take the stand. So an example was made by the government. I turned myself in and did the right thing. And I'm still denied rehabilitation. Because what the fuck is wrong with your mind? What is wrong with it when it comes to an innocent victim? And even at the second time, you knew it was a Brady violation. Did you fully investigate? Because now my whole family's been affected. And I still date biracial. But my family doesn't deserve to suffer. Say it. While you're at home with your fucking kids and my daughter's being, she got tortured to be taken advantage of. Say it. To be human trafficked. Say it. Why I almost got human trafficked in front of elementary school. Say it. Son of a bitch. When all you had to say is she called me, I told her no accident reported. It's an individual. It's not soldiers. Individuals. Though I am a victim doesn't mean you didn't have a right to at least speak up to say my career in the Army and a conviction. Because I did do the right thing. And it wasn't for sex. He tried to exploit me and his brother tells me, you know, he's been saying, y'all were doing a sexual act while he was driving here. They weren't doing it. He was asleep. Say it. When I called him, I said, what do you remember about the accident? He said, you called your sergeant. He couldn't breathe. Say it, motherfucker. Say it. I had a boyfriend. I didn't need to see images of penises, vaginas, babies, cartoons. You want me to read a book, listen to music, and I'm not saving Lisa a cock mouth worth of. Bitch, I didn't even have a conversation with you. You murdered someone's child, and I'm a mother. Back the fuck off, man. Nobody's saving y'all fucking whores. Like, you deserve money. Like, what civil rights of yours were violated? You don't have civil rights, bitch. Say it. And let me guess, Lubbock County, what do you have to say? I mean, what do you have to say? When the crime tip is there, none of it was brought up, due process. Investigator, they said a statement was given, never given. He's enslaving life. So due process would have been there too. And then the cop, my first sergeant, we were in the Army together. I called him. He never spoke up. Three due process violations. Due process violated civil rights. Violated my right to everything as a mental health patient. As a mother, as a veteran, as a paralegal, maybe autistic. My VA psychiatrist said I need a specialist. My daughter tortured. Me tortured on the before, during, and after period. How can you deny and say mental health when it's so obvious in the picture? And her ears are ringing, a little girl's brainwashing. By law in the state of Texas, it's illegal under the age of 16. Say it. What do you have to say? They don't have to say anything about what? You can't hide anything out. It's not about hiding. I was a victim shaking and crying. So they dealt with PSYOPs differently. But I'm a mental health patient. I should have had an evaluation done. A victim advocate. If you see me in that condition. You know, like the condition I was when I was in my attorney's office crying. Another attorney's office crying. Every attorney's office crying. Isn't that right? Oh, but in the state of Texas, they just fucked their victim. They raped their victims and they human traffic victim. So you try not to recognize victims because you like to cover up wrongful conviction. You know, Brady cops. You know, Brady violation. You know, district attorney misconduct. Police misconduct. Because you're all smart, right? Agree. I claim you don't play PSYOPs games, and they call me a crash dummy, and I have a document how I almost wrecked my car. Do you play along with PSYOPs games, Lubbock County, and I sue for civil rights violation? Do you play along with the death of the wrongfully convicted, no matter how much they contact you? Please make that a very short answer, because I have it all in my email. I have it all in my messages. I have it all on my Facebook. I wasn't supposed to survive. Did you know, yes, can you act dumb, even dumber, because you got your throat fixed in your face? Need I point out examples? Because I will. I will. You know, I'll do a crime watch on all of you. Ruin your life. I'll go back on all the cases you've done. How many times you've lied about civil rights, to the poverty, to minorities, to everything. And tell them all, everything, as a legal professional pro se litigant. Because the state of Texas is full of shit. And so is the justice system. So have you been honest your whole life in everything you do? Everything. I mean, your hands are clean. Everything, like you don't know drug dealers, prostitutes, gang members, you've never done anything wrong. You've never turned your head to human trafficking, nothing. And I'm saying nothing. Because you value human rights, civil rights, everything. Because you know you want them too. Is that right? And I have a little girl who didn't have a choice because it was taken from her. Is that right, bitch? My daughter shouldn't have to ask for shit, nor should she have to cry, be tortured, be shamed, degraded, exploited. And you want to like act, try to act like you can deny it. Act like you can deny it. Act like you can deny it. You didn't know? Or does it sound like psychobabble? Because I can deny it. I can define that too. Or does that like psychological terror or something with behavior modification illegally done in PSYOPs and TDCJ? Try to deny it, bitch. Deny it. Like their eyes almost like little computer screens, you know, for you to control and rape. For you to control and scare. For you to control and threaten. You know, because you're scary people. You're scary. You intimidate, you threaten, you diagnose, you ask for trades, and then you claim victim because you got a badge and a fucking uniform. Am I right or am I wrong? I'll study every single one of your jobs to the capacity in which it looks good on pictures when you smile, right? Nice face. Nice throat. Now, you know, when they try to distract and cover up, and you get your little makeovers and a vagina. Because when you get a fuck your husband good, when kids are getting raped, it doesn't matter, right? Because it's not your kids. Right. Tell the truth, bitch. Try to say that's mental health. Like, I don't know everything. Go look through all the news stories. Go look through all their faces. Go look through all their throats. Go look how loud these try to be. Go look at their campaigns. Go look at their smiles. Go look at their faces. Go look at PSYOPs, Texas.